When you look at the mitzvahs that are given to us in Parshas Bo, it's really the first series of mitzvahs that are given to Klal Yisrael as a whole. We have a handful of mitzvahs in Sefer Bereishis, but the first mitzvah is given to Klal Yisrael. So there is a theme that really permeates just about all the mitzvahs, and that's the theme of Zman, the significance of time. The first mitzvah, Chedesh Zelachem, of course, revolves around the Kedusha Zman. So many of the Dinim of Pesach, there's no other Yom Tov that revolves around Zman. Everything you're doing on Pesach is some kind of Zman. It's like the Misnagid's, favorite time of the year. Every time you're looking at it, it's the fourth hour, it's the fifth hour, it's Chatzos, it's this, it's Shkia, it's Teis, it's Chatzos. As soon as you thought you got over the Zman, it's the Chatzos tonight, it's the Lasa Shah. Everything is a different mitzvah which revolves around Zman. The significance of Zman, the current Pesach has to be in a very specific Zman, not before, not after. Chometz has to be, Chometz means if it goes past the Zman, Matzah's before the Zman. Everything is Zman. So the Chayra, we spoke about this in the past, on Pesach time, it's time to chaz a little bit now also, said, what's the significance of Zman? So here, when we're dealing with the Yom Tov, Zman Chayrusein, we're dealing with Parshas Bo, the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the demarcating feature between an Eved and a Ben Chayrin is Zman. That an Eved is not in charge of his own time. And Eved is not in control of his time. He's always by the beck and call of his master. He wants to do something. I want to put my feet up and relax. I want to spend some time, free time myself. I can't. I'm a Shubat. I'm an Eved. A Ben Chayrin means that someone who is free to do with his time what he wants to do. We spoke about in the past that the bits of Kiddush HaChodesh is talking the first bits we give it to Klal Yisrael, the bits of Rosh Chodesh. Because a person can't be makdish to something that he doesn't own. Remember, v'kam ishkiyakdish is beso. So you have to first own something. You need a moment in order to be makdish. So too, in order to be mekadish zman, in order to have meaningful zman, you have to be the bialim zman. So the prerequisite for kiddush achaydish is yitzias mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have given the mitzvah of kiddush achaydish to Klal Yisrael before they're standing by yitzias mitzrayim. Because what do you mean give me mekadish zman? Who are you? It's not your time. You're bound to build pyramids for Paro. So it's only b'shas chayrus that you become a bialim zman. Then and only then can you be Makadi's man. Then and only then does the significance of mitzvahs that revolve around Zman have any effect for you. If that's the case, that Zman is the definition of someone who's a Ben Chayrin, that is the symbol of a person who's a Ben Chayrin, so then we begin to understand why Chazal make that famous comment, V'ein lecha Ben Chayrin elam ish oisik b'Torah. Torah is a mitzvah, Tama Torah is a mitzvah, unlike all other mitzvahs, that there is no set time to it. It's not a mitzvah that says man grum. Gisa b'yom v'layla, every time, baby shifted, baby kuma, yeah. Person is constantly, there's no way you can get a, like the Rebbe said, you can't walk out of Shabbos, you can't walk out of the Chiv Tama Torah. Person is always b'chivin Tama Torah. Every second is b'chivin Tama Torah. Some Echmerim say, even, like we said before, Rechman Latzal, a person's in Ovel, he's still b'chivin Tama Torah. He just has to learn the other parts of Torah. That's what some Echmerim say, that when a person is in Ovel on Yom Tov, let's say, the Kerver Mesa Beregel, so he has to observe quasi avelus and Yom Tov. So some achrenim write that he's allowed to learn. Why? Even though he's not allowed to do other kinds of isuri avelus. So some achrenim write because he's not allowed to learn the sad parts of Torah. That's going to make him depressed on Yom Tov. So it would be a bit less of his Yom Tov. So to tell a guy not to learn anything, it can't be. It's not possible. There should be a moment in time for someone not to be chayiv in Talmud Torah. It's impossible. Even when he's sitting shiva, he's chayiv in something. So that notion that Talmud Torah is something that defies all time. And a person, to fulfill the mitzvah of Tamat Torah properly, has to make the best usage of his time. We speak about Bittul Torah being synonymous with Bittul Zman. A person who doesn't understand the chashivas of time, doesn't value every second, every moment in time, so such a person is never, ever going to be successful in Tamat Torah. A person has that attitude that, a couple of days, a couple of weeks, Seder starts at 9 o'clock, it starts at close to a quarter 11, yeah. A person has that attitude. I have a 2-hour night seder which starts an hour late and ends an hour early. A person has that kind of approach to Zman, so then obviously such a person is never ever going to be Matzliach in Talmud Torah. So, Kolam, the person, Ein Lecha Ben Chayrin, Alamisha Asi B'Torah, means somebody who really owns time, someone who really controls time. You want to see who the real controller of time is. The person who's the real Ben Chayrin, the person who really has the gift of time and is using the time, not whittling it away. Someone who's involved, Yen Balayla Tama Torah, that's the person who's a true, honest to goodness Ben Chayrin. But our relationship to Tama Torah not just in terms of quantitatively how much time we learn. You know, we have other things. You know, the other things, person has other mitzvahs, also the mitzvah, other achrayis, other responsibilities. But afal pi chein, even if it doesn't express itself in terms of the seconds on the clock, it has to express itself in terms of chashivos. Today I was looking up a piece by Baruch Ber about something in Birchas Shmuel. So I found a piece that I wanted, a small piece, it was fine. But what I found else in the safe was even more exciting. It just happened to, it was a fiddling to a piece in Bav Metzia. So in the Hakdamah to Bav Metzia in Baruch Ber, so there's an introduction by his son-in-law, Reuben Grzovsky, Baruch Ber's son-in-law. So he has a whole discussion about Baruch Ber's personality and different things about Baruch Ber, interesting reading. So I read it before, but I just caught my eye. There was one thing, one paragraph that caught my eye. The Baruch Ber used to say that for it's a strange concept because we usually don't think this way. But Baruch Ber used to say that for the Torah to fall in love with you, that's the way he starts. So the person wants to be kind of Torah. So the Torah is like it's a Baruch Ber, it's like a gavra. There's a gavra the Torah. There's an entity, the chifta, whatever you want to call it, gavra chifta. There's the entity. He's giving a personification of the Torah. So he describes the mashal that you want, a person wants it, Jew wants it. The Torah should fall in love with him. The Torah should become part of him. The Torah should enter into his recesses of his heart and his soul and his neshama and his brain. Should be able to become a real ben Torah. So he said, how is that going to happen? So he doesn't give the exact mashal, but that lashon. But this is the mashal that he's trying to bring forth. He says, you know, a person quote unquote falls in love with you if they sense that you're in love with them. If a person senses, if a wife feels that she really knows that the husband loves her and he doesn't think about anybody else, he's not interested in anybody else, it's kulo for her, so then leva upon him, upon him. So the same way that I know someone feels about me, that's how I'm going to feel about you. So Rabbi Baruch Ber says, how do you reach that point that the Torah is going to feel that the Torah is in love with you? How do you reach that point? So he says, you have to show the Torah. He said, you have to show, if a person lives his life, it indicates that the only thing that matters is that everything is kulo Torah, kulo Torah, kulo Torah. Okay, there are other things that we have to do. It's true. Now, but what are you going to do? So we have to eat, and we have to sleep, and we have to go to work, and we have to... whatever things we have to... Okay, it's true. It's reality. The Baruch Shalom created the world that way. Okay, so we're not questioning the Bria, maybe, you know, that was Kodim HaChet, the Yeftar HaChet, and Himos HaMashiach. We'll pupple about that another time. But the way the world is now, Toshanai and Begs, there are other things that have to take place. But are those things that I'm in love with? There's only one love I have in this world. My love is Torah. So says Baruch Ber, he said, if you want the Torah to love you wholeheartedly, you have to express that love wholeheartedly as well. Ah, that was an iron. It was the feast of Baruch Ber was nice in Bava Metzia, but this is a Yishmak. There was somebody who said, "It was a bacher." It's not we're talking to. I don't even know who the boy was. Not from nobody. Here. I don't know who it was. But not from Asher. He had some kind of a comment that there are a lot of things he loves in this world. He loves Torah. He loves a lot of things. Torah is one of the things that he loves in this world. I don't want to ask what the other things were. Torah is one of the things. So that's a problem. He said, "Haftas Hashem lekecha, avas Torah, avas Hashem." That's the Ava in this world. Now, part of avas Hashem is that Kadosh Baruch wants us. V'haftal recha kamoich, and Kadosh Baruch wants we should love our wives, and we should love our children, and we should love Klai, so we should love a lot of things, a lot of wonderful things. Avas Habriyas, a lot of wonderful loves that we have, but they have to be part of the grandiose scheme of avas Hashem and avas Torah. If we start to develop foreign loves, we start to look at other things that there are other high values, other wonderful things out there that we're also in love with. We love this, and we love that, and we love this, and we also love to hear good cheer. Once we start to use that word love about a lot of other things, so Baruch Ber's words come back to haunt us. I said, so you want to know why you don't understand the Tosfos? You want to understand why the Rashba is Chinese to you? You want to understand why you can't figure it out? Because the Torah is looking at you and saying, well, you don't love me. He said, you have other people you're interested in. So that's a mechayiv. That's a tremendous mechayiv in terms of our commitment to Torah and mitzvahs and avas Hashem in this world. It doesn't mean there aren't other things that we're allowed to do. That's not what I'm saying. There are other things you're allowed to do. But it has to be part of that fabric, every part of that picture of avas Hashem and avas Torah. And if it doesn't fit into avas Hashem and avas Torah, then it's It's like this guy, he's out the box, he's outside the box. Do it at your own risk. Swim at your own, big sign here, swim on Shabbos, swim at your own risk. But don't come to complaints later that, hey, I didn't become the great Talmid Chacham that I thought I was going to become. Not because you didn't spend enough time. No, you can have a person become a great Talmid Chacham and spend less time. He said, but if a person doesn't have that Ava Gemura, the Torah, so then to expect that the Torah to show itself with its Ava Gemura to you, that's the Chiddush Rebrach. That's what's going to be lacking. So when we speak about being an Eved Hashem, we speak about Eilecha Ben Chayel Mishayzeh B'Tam Torah, we speak about commitment, so we mean commitment not just in terms of hours on the clock, but it means a total commitment in terms of what our Ava is, where our priorities are, what our the deepest recesses of our soul, what our cheshik is, what our desires in this world are. So those desires have to be channeled into the realm of Avas HaTorah and Avas HaShem. Okay. Stop now. Let's talk to everybody on Sunday.